Thank you for calling customer support.
Yeah, my name is Michael Rogers. And I thought I told them that I wanted to cancel this goddamn thing. It's not nothing but a piece of paper. I don't have $85 to give somebody. This is not even a license.
Okay, yes, sir. Let's see how I can assist you. Can I have your zip code so I can locate your?
I'm sorry. First of all, I'm gonna apologize to you because I didn't mean to come off like that. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. I can understand frustration. Can I have your zip code, please?
Yes, 53216.
53216.
Mm-hmm.
And your first and last name?
Michael Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S.
And you said Rogers was the last name?
Yes, Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S.
Thank you. And can you verify your shipping address?
My shipping address is 3349 North 28th Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Thank you so much. And can you hold for 1 second, please?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. So it looks like you've already called in.
Yes, I called right after I used my card, and then I read the fine. They said to read through the thing. Exactly right after I gave my card number, I read it and everything, and so I was like, I gotta cancel right away. So then, I don't want to pay for a piece of paper. That's a lot of money, and you know what I'm saying. I could have went to the place on 30th and Valique, and it's only $50 for the class and $50 for the license. I'm not going to pay $185 for all that. You know, it's ridiculous. I didn't pay $85 for a piece of paper. That's crazy. They should have said that, you know, being more specific what they have. I would have never did nothing like that. And I wear glasses, too. Didn't have my glasses on at the time. Hello?
Yes, I'm here, sir.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You're
It's
very
okay.
quiet.
So, did you email in or did you call in and somebody said they were going to
I
refund you?
call I call I call again.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. So, let me ask my supervisor. Can you hold for 1 second, please?
I sure can. I sure can.
Thank you.
Independent studies have shown that net fibers are easier to use and more effective than an inhaled. And with Medicare, your nebulized very medication.
Yes, sir. So when you said you called in that day, she said she was gonna. The person said that they were gonna refund your account.
Yes.
Exactly. What did she say?
I told him. Well, first she was like, I called too late after they did the certificate. I said I haven't because I just put the card through, just put it through, and then she said she was gonna refund it. I even called my card holder to see if it was refunded, but they said it takes some time.
Okay, because sir, I apologize because we have a strict no refund policy, so that's why I was asking. Did she say she?
Oh wow, I didn't even know that. If I would have known that, I would have never did this. I would never did this. At all, period. Period. I would never did that because I always like to have something bagged up. That is something I would never do. See, I didn't read all that or none of that was in the ad. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I'm just going through everything on this account, sir.
I'm just saying it's quiet in the mug. When you get quiet, I'm like,
Yes, sir. We have a strict no refund policy. So all sales are final once you're certified by the instructor. It's not, this was never a permit that was getting sent out to you. This is the educational part that you need to get the permit.
They did not explain that to me. I would have never did it. And I was
told
I was going to
be. Well, the first thing that it says on the state, it says qualify. That doesn't mean you get one. It means you have to qualify to get a permit. So there were other steps. But I was looking through the notes, and it doesn't explain that anybody was refunding you on the account.
Yes. This is exactly what I was told. I wished I could. I had a recorder on my phone, which I have it on my other phone. Damn. Was a female I was talking to as well.
Yes, sir. It's just that we have a strict no refund policy. all sales are final. But what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to inconvenience you anymore. We can't fully refund. And all those charges are valid because it looks like we already shipped out the certificate as well. It shows that the certificate was already mailed out.
I just got that thing today. And it's pissing me off looking at this black and white piece of paper. And I told them to cancel that that day.
Okay, well, yes, sir. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
So I can't get none of my money back, nothing?
Well, sir, I apologize. I'll go ahead and give you a $30 refund because we can't fully refund you. You are already certified by the instructor, and we've already sent out that certificate as well. There was a couple of boxes that you authorized us as showing that we wouldn't refund, sir. But I believe you. If somebody explained that they were going to send you a refund, I'm going to go ahead and give you a $30 refund, sir. That certificate will still be good, so you can still get your permit through Virginia.
So how long did it take for the $30?
It's going to take 3 to 5 days.
Okay. I mean, something is better than nothing.
Yes, sir. I'm going to go ahead and send that refund through. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, ma'am. That's basically it. I'm sorry about the opening up, statements I was making. I didn't mean to cuss you out.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I understand. I totally understand. If there's an, thank you for. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, I guess that's it. I think there's nothing else I can do. You just said you can't do nothing else.
Well, thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day. Bye-bye.